Afternoon Jams 103.7 to beat the People Station. It is 4:23 in Muskegon. As promised, I told you I was going to have some beautiful ladies here from Life Circle Space. And we got Lisa Lucky here. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm great, Paul. How are you today?
All right. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having us again. We appreciate it.
You're going to become a radio veteran. Our time is done.
We're going to try.
Right. Well, each month we want to kind of talk about some of the things that Life Circle Pace has to offer to the community. And today you brought some of your professionals, young professionals with you today. Can you tell us who you have here?
I did, Paul. Thanks. I have Marie, who is an RN at Life Circles in our medical clinic. And I also have Amy DeBoer, who is also an RN in our medical clinic today with me.
All right. Welcome to the show. How y'all doing today?
Good.
RNs at Life Circles Pace. Why do we need nurses at Life Circles Pace? What do y'all do?
Well, we have a medical clinic there, and that's part of the program, along with a lot of other departments. But it's almost like our clinic's a combination between a doctor's office and a urgent care.
Okay.
So that we schedule our participants for anything they might need to be seen for, and also if they suddenly have an acute illness, if they're there at the clinic or at the day center, they come in. Otherwise, we have transportation they can go get them.
Right.
Try to avoid going to ERs or hospital stays.
Oh, okay.
So that's what we're...
And to people who don't know about Life Circles, Lisa, if you don't mind refreshing people's memory so they can know what Life Circles Pace do.
Sure, Paul, I'm happy to. So Life Circles Pace is a program of all-inclusive care for the elderly. So we not only have the medical clinic on site, but we also have a therapy clinic on site and a full medical or medicine disbursement center, such as a pharmacy. We take care of all of our participant medications for them. And then we also have a day center on site for socialization as well as activities throughout the day.
That's good. That's good. And so that's where these two young ladies come in, because y'all are RNs. Do we have doctors there too?
We do. We have three full-time physicians on staff, Dr. Russo, Dr. Flick, and Dr. Hagert. And they'll be with us in June.
Oh, good. So it must be a lot of people in and out of Life Circle Space for y'all to have nurses and doctors there.
That is correct.
It's like his own town over there.
You got it. We're our own little community.
And you the mayor.
Sometimes they refer to Dr. Lucky.
Oh, wow. So, Amy and Marie, tell me about your day. What do you do every day? Let me start with you, Marie. What do you do every day?
Well, we do medication administration. We do wound care. We also include foot care. So okay. Instead of seeing a podiatrist, they see us in the clinic.
Okay. And it's all free?
It's all inclusive, yep.
It's all part of the program.
It is.
Wow. Wow. And most of the people who get in the program is zero cost now, right, Lisa?
That is correct. Thanks for reminding us, Paul. Mm-hmm. Our program is fully covered through Medicaid, and then we are also part of Medicare as well. So our participants are able to participate in both of those insurance programs and be part of Life Circles program.
Now, how old do they need to be in the program?
Of course, 55 years and older, and we are looking for a nursing home eligible participant.
Okay.
And they need to live in Muskegon County.
Okay.
And then we also service a portion of Ottawa County all the way south to the M45 corridor.
Wow. Amy, tell me about your day, some of the things you do as a nurse there.
Yeah, we check in the participants to see the doctor, you know, do vital signs and... get them ready. We do assessments. Every participant gets assessed by all departments every 6 months.
Okay.
So that requires a nursing assessment also.
Wow. That's so serious.
Yeah. Our day center, we have probably between 90 and 100 people every day. And the clinic services almost half of those every day with lab draws, foot care, the wound care, seeing the doctors. So, you know, we're quite busy. And, you know, the average person sees our doctors like 17 times a year.
Mm.
But you have some people who only see them like twice a year, and some people see them every day. But we do this to keep them from going to the ER or to the hospital.
Now, what if they have their own family doctor? Mm-hmm. How do that tie in to Life Circles Pace doctors?
Once they become part of our program, then our physicians become their primary care provider.
Okay. All right. So
and they know that upon assessment.
They know that. Mm-hmm. Is it it takes a long time to see the doctor there? Is it a long waiting list?
No.
No,
we try to schedule them, and when the doctor sees them, he'll schedule follow-ups as needed. Otherwise, there are some that are the quiet ones that we only do see every 6 months for the reassessments. Mm-hmm. And the reasons for the reassessments are to see how the program is going for them, if everything's working out for them, or if there's anything that we need to change to get where we need them.
Now, if they're in a nursing home got doctors, mm-hmm. but they sign up with Life Circles PACE, how did that affect them in regards to their doctor at the nursing home?
Well, they can't start in a nursing home.
Okay.
When they start with us, they can be in an assisted living or in their own home.
Okay.
But they can end up in a nursing home once they are part of our program.
And still be part of the program?
Yep.
Just come and pick them up?
Yes.
How often do you come out and pick people up? If I'm part of Life Circles PACE, how often do y'all come out?
The average is about 2 days a week, I think, that they come in a week.
And, Paul, our transportation provides transportation to and from Life Circles daily for our participants. It's based on the participants' need on how often they would like to come in.
Okay. How long can they stay?
No, they can stay for the remainder of their life. They can be part of Life Circles.
No.
Our office hours are Monday through Friday from 8 until 4:30.
Okay.
So traditionally they get picked up at their home somewhere between 8 and 9 a.m.
Okay.
And they'll arrive at Life Circles between 9 and 9:30.
Okay.
And then are served breakfast once again. There's socialization and activities. They would have a scheduled doctor's appointment, therapy throughout the day. We even have bathing centers. We have a jacuzzi tub as well as some showers available.
Wow.
For our participants. And then once again, the medicine disbursement center.
Everything on site.
It is. It's all inclusive.
It didn't look like D&W was that big. That's a lot of stuff y'all got going on. Did y'all expand something?
We did, and we actually share that building. We are located in Tanglewood Park.
Okay.
And so we do share that building with three other organizations, AgeWell Services,
okay.
who provides our elderly community Meals on Wheels.
Okay.
And then we also share that building with 211, which is the call 211 for your resources
right.
here throughout Muskegon County. And last but not least, Senior Resources is in our building at Tanglewood Park.
Wow.
Life Circles is currently putting on a quite significant addition to that building,
okay.
where we're going to be able to service 350 participants in our near future, come fall of 2015. So we're really excited about the economic impact
right.
to Muskegon,
right.
as well as serving our elderly community.
So you do have a cap?
We do. Currently, we're at 225,
okay.
and we're able to grow and serve up to 350 come fall of this year.
Okay, so they got some openings right now. What number should they call to sign up for Life Circles PACE?
Certainly, it's 231-733-8686.
If I get sick and I'm part of Life Circles PACE, how long do it take to see a doctor?
That's a great question.
We see everybody who needs to be seen pretty much the day you need to be seen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You know, I don't have to wait a week.
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
Not whatsoever.
Wow.
No.
But only 220-some occupants, and you have that many nurses and doctors?
Mm-hmm. We do. Yeah. So look at that level of care that we're able to provide our patients and participants.
Wow.
Traditionally, in a doctor's office, there's a wait for getting in.
Right.
And if our participant comes in on a day where they're not feeling 100%, they can ask to see the doctor in our medical clinic, both Amy and Marie will welcome them in and have them see the doctor as well as, you know, provide a diagnosis.
Wow. Marie, what is most rewarding about your job as a nurse there?
Oh. Most rewarding.
Yeah. I'm sure it's a lot.
I think the relationships that we do build with them, and a lot of them, they do get better. You know, they might start out with us so unstable and try to be as independent as possible and in their home. So with what we provide, we do see much improvement with them, with the therapy and being able to see the doctor and getting their meds as scheduled, and they are taking them and
right.
seeing all the overseeing of them.
Amy, is there a special bond that you develop as a nurse when you have just 200 some people? I mean, you probably see them a lot.
Definitely.
Is there a special bond that's built?
Oh, definitely. There's the you come into the clinic, and it's really, for someone who isn't feeling well, it's really a happy place.
Right.
You know, we really kid around with the participants. There's hugging, and they tell us they love us. And, I mean, it's way different than you would experience anywhere else.
Wow.
And we see a lot of progress in a lot of mm-hmm. people. There's participants that said, I don't want to join. Their family talks them into it, and they're just like, I don't know what I would do without you guys.
Yeah. So a great support.
Yeah. They don't stop talking about it, and they want to share it with others. I mean, we've had a lot of referrals come from our participants.
Okay. So Life Circles Pace is changing lives, then. Mm-hmm.
It is, and we really are a continuation of their family, Paul, the Life Circle staff, and especially the medical clinic, because they're one-on-one with our patient participants.
Wow. Lisa, you had some openings. I don't know if you still got any job openings there, but you had some openings recently. Are they still available?
We do, yes. Thanks, Paul, for bringing that up. So with our expansion, we will be hiring some additional CNAs, Certified Nursing Assistants, and some additional staff at Life Circles. So please go to our website at www.lifecircles-pace.org, and you can click on our employment application and see a list of our job openings.
That's good. That's good. Is there a connection with Pioneer Resources? It's like I saw their name on the bus.
Yes, that's a great comment. We do partner with Pioneer Resources on site at Life Circles. They provide all of our transportation, so we contract directly with them, and you'll see our Life Circles buses throughout Muskegon County and Ottawa County, obviously providing transportation to and from our participants' homes.
Well, how many buses do y'all have? Because I see the bus everywhere. I don't know if it's the same one. Or
it is. It's a moving billboard.
It's a lot of buses.
And we also provide transportation. If we feel our participant needs consulting with a doctor out in the community for mm-hmm. a specialist reason, mm-hmm. we do that for them, and we will provide transportation for them to get there. We provide transportation for our participants to get to dialysis. Like we really do a lot.
You ever seen time where that senior citizen was probably giving up on life, and Life Circle Pace kind of changed that?
Definitely.
Yeah. Yep. How did it feel for you when you found it out, when you seen it?
Oh, well, they let us know. They make sure that we know that, you know, I was close to giving up and thought this was it, and then they become part of our program and see the things that we do for them. And yeah, they give praise all the time for that.
Wow. What's the number again, Lisa?
Sure, 231-733-8686 for Life Circles Pace.
Anything that I might have missed, Lisa, that you want to ask Marie and Amy?
Just a reminder that as Amy and Marie shared, we do provide that transportation to and from specialty doctors, so they not only see our doctors on site, but if they have specialists within our network, we provide that transportation to and from for our participants, and that's important that they know that.
All right, they got space available, Life Circle Pace, 55. What's some qualifying factors again, Lisa?
Sure, Paul. It's 55 or older. They must live in Muskegon County, and that nursing home eligible. So we're looking for the elderly that would be nursing home eligible, but we want them to be able to live independently in their own home.
All right. Sounds good.
And with our services, they're able to live independently in their own home.
Wow.
Yeah, we're a great support for family. Like, there's participants whose family need to work full time.
Okay.
And for them to stay in the home, they come to our day center, you know, as often as they can. That allows their loved one to work. Mm-hmm. So that keeps them from going into a nursing home.
Do you have any people who might have dementia, first stage, or Alzheimer's?
We do, yes.
And
mm-hmm.
are you able to care for them?
Yes.
So you still accept them?
Mm-hmm. That is correct, yes.
That's
definitely.
Good. That's good. You don't mind, Lisa, give that telephone number out again.
Sure, 231-733-8686. And just parting comments, Paul. Both Marie and Amy do a beautiful job in our medical clinic, mm-hmm. as well as our additional nursing staff. So if you want top-notch care, come to Life Circles Pace.
And there's no catch.
No catch.
There's no secret bill showing up 3 months later.
No, there is not. Amen. No.
Wow. This is good resources available. How long has this program been around?
Certainly. It opened up in 2009 here in Muskegon.
Wow.
So we've been here 6 years and growing.
Marie, mm-hmm. before we go, anything you'd like to say? Are you the singer?
I am not the singer.
So that means you the singer then, Amy?
No, I'm not the singer.
Oh, wow. I thought one of y'all was a singer. I thought I got an email or something like that.
No,
okay,
no.
All right. Anything you'd like to say, Amy, before we go?
It's a great place to work. You know, along with the participants, it's a wonderful group to work with. We're all a team. We approach everything with a team approach. Nobody has more say than the other.
Right.
Like, you would think maybe the doctor would have more to say than the social worker, but everybody, the PT, OT, we're all together trying. We are making good decisions, medical decisions, and other decisions that help these people maintain their comfort. And
right. Is that like one of the goals of Life Circle Place, to help people maintain and a certain lifestyle? What is the goal or mission?
No, that's mind? That's a great question. So our concept is, once again, to provide our participants the ability to live independently and continue with our services, utilize our services so that they're able to live independently and continue to strengthen and be well participants in our community.
All right. So they got space available, and you can get a number. I keep saying give out that number because some people might just be tuning in.
Of course.
This sounds good.
Yeah, it's 231-733-8686.
And tell them Lisa sent you.
Yes.
Yes.
Or Amy.
Or Amy.
Or Marie.
and next month, we're going to have doctors.
We are. Dr. Russo, Dr. Flick, and Dr. Hagert, and Dr. Caldwell will all be here on site.
All right, Lisa. Thank you so much for organizing this.
Thank
and,
you.
And making sure that we thank get you. Content out there. And y'all make sure y'all have a good day, Amy and Marie.
You too.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Looking forward to next month, Lisa.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
All right.
Thanks, Paul.